a gang attack on his father's taxi. He now worked with Beto in Medellin, helping primary school children to understand their rights. I talked about the murder of my father and told the story of Juanita using the dolls and wooden toys from the Return to Happiness project. Many people praised our work and told us that we were brave. I never really felt brave, but experiencing how other people saw us helped me to understand that what we are doing is important. People were kind and generous to us, and for a few days we lived like tourists. We went to the top of the World Trade Center, took a boat tour to the Statue of Liberty, and visited a huge amusement park. It was so different from everything I know in Apartado, so beautiful and extraordinary, like an illusion, a dream. Back in Apartado, life is very much the same as it was before. I hold on to those images of New York. I don't ever want to forget them, yet I also feel as if my mind has been cleared of doubt. Many people in other countries are interested in and care about our work. It is wonderful to feel their affection and support. I told the other volunteers in Apartado that we